first tip that everybody needs to take on board is to train your brain. Now, our minds are like computer systems, and they run with a virus right now. They have software that has a virus. All the old data is tainted with things from our childhood, early years, whatever maybe like our parents modeled for us. And now it's time for new programming. We're in a new year, new programming. The mind chatter that we all deal with has got to stop, and it's got to be only positive self-talk that serves you. So the one trick that you can do to train your brain, and it works really, really well, is to use the delete key. And I use this a lot when I'm talking and I'm teaching people, but it truly, truly works. So when people are first starting the process of learning how to stop the mind chatter, they easily slip out of hearing that negative stuff. So what you do, every time you catch yourself saying something negative, like, oh man, that was so stupid, I can't believe it, you stop yourself, you pick up your left hand with your left pointer finger up near your left eye, and you push the delete button, and you say it out loud, delete, and you press that button. Delete. What happens is you're physically moving yourself, so you're remembering that, oh my God, I have to pick up my hand, and I said something negative, and oh, I want to be done with it. Your left eye connects to the left portion of your brain where all the practical stuff happens.
Oh, that's amazing. Plus, you're visualizing it, so you're creating muscle memory and the visualization of it, too.
Exactly. So use the delete key and use it often. Every single time you have a negative thought about yourself, somebody else, anything, use the delete key. Train that brain.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. All right. Ready for number two?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This one is one word. Believe.
Believe.
Believe. You can only receive in your life what you believe you can have. Now, again, if you're having trouble manifesting things in your life, the chances are good that you don't believe you can have, or maybe you don't believe you can deserve to have these things. So what everybody needs to do is take an inventory of your belief system to see what conclusions you've drawn that are incorrect.
Agreed.
You have to take a personal inventory of yourself. And I highly recommend that you buddy up with somebody. Either find a close friend who knows you really well, or get a great life coach who's willing to work with you. But figure out what you believe. If you're not manifesting things, then your belief system is messed up.
Gotcha.
Okay. And this is my third tip for you, Trapper. Feel. Long pause. Feel. Start it today. So simple, but so many people put this one on the shelf. Greg Braden is a metaphysicist, and he studies science and spirituality. He literally ties them together and proves that scientifically our DNA is literally affected by how we feel. Science has shown that our molecules react either positively or negatively to joy, gratitude, hate, anger, depression, all these things. It's scientifically proven that when you feel joy, your cells, your DNA, lines up and becomes perfect. On the other hand, when we're depressed and we're bummed out and we're angry at somebody, they distort and they get misshapen and they fall out of place. You literally can affect your health by feeling love, gratitude, joy often.
Yes, because I just read something the other day that a lot of the diseases, and this goes hand in hand with that, are because of stress. And if we've got negative feelings and we're creating stress, that goes hand in hand with what you just spoke about.
Exactly. That's exactly right. The truth of the matter is that our natural state is one of joy and happiness. You know, some people will meditate and they'll say, oh my God, I was in this altered state of pure bliss. That's not your altered state. That's your natural state. What's altered is being depressed, bummed out, full of hate, full of anger, full of sadness. That's what's not natural.